I want to go over to the 90th and the 91st Psalm. Because both these psalms are about Moses. Prayer of Moses, the man of God. It's a prayer. It wasn't a song, it was a prayer, but it is in the Psalms. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight of yesterday. When it is past, as a watch in the night, he carries them away with a flood, and they are asleep. In the morning, they are like grass which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes, grows up. In the evening, it's cut down and withers. We are consumed by thine anger. In thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before us, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70, and if by strength and reason, they're 80. Yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is cut off. We fly away. Who knows the power of thine anger? Look at Numbers 14:26. Now, they kept saying, we're going to die in this desert. He brought us out here to kill us. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, and as you've spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all you were numbered of you, according to the whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless you shall come in, you'll not come into the land concerning which I swore to make you dwell therein, except Caleb and Joshua, the son of Nun. But your little ones, which you said would be prey, them will I bring in, and they will know the land, and you have despised. And as for you, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness. So anybody older than 20, it was over. Now, it doesn't mean they went to hell. They just didn't get into that land. They went into the bosom of Abraham. They were his people. But they're covenant people, and they kept saying it. They kept saying it. So he had to do what they said. Yes. And in doing so, he raised up an army of people that were born there. Yes. They didn't have any fear of that wilderness. It's all they'd known all of their lives. And he built an army out of them. So people mistook that to be the span of life, 70 or 80. It never has been the span of life. Anybody have an amplified copy here this morning?
It's going to fall apart. Sorry. There you go.
This psalm is credited to Moses, who is interceding with God to remove the curse that made necessary for every Israelite over 20 years of age when they rebelled against God at Kadesh Barnea to die before reaching the promised land. Moses said most of them were dying at 70. This number has been often been mistaken as a span of life of mankind. It's not intended to refer to anyone except those Israelites under the curse during that particular 40 years. 70 years never has been an average life for humanity. Jacob, the father of 12 tribes, lived to be 130. And complained he hadn't tended the years of his Median ancestors. Moses himself lived to be 120, Aaron 123, Miriam several years older, Joshua 110. Note as well that the millennial person dying at 100 will be thought as a child. Wow. Wow. And the devil sold that bill of goods, sold it to my mother. God didn't say that.
Amen.
You have to go back to Genesis 6:3 to find out what he said about it.
Amen.
So then when you follow that, that's first mention.
That's right.
So as you come across then, all of the food laws were in the light of living 120 years. So with long life, I'll satisfy you. What? 120 years. I looked up and show him my salvation. I looked that up in the Blue Letter Bible. In the Hebrew, it says, show them my victory. Victory over. Victory over all this. He is a God that is victorious. Praise God, somebody. All right, we're winding down here. Yet is their strength labor and sorrow. Labor and sorrow. Now, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Matthew 8:16, Matthew 12:15, Matthew 19:2, Mark 6:56, Mark 4:38-40, Luke 6:17-19, Luke 9:10-11 said Jesus healed them all. But now you have to qualify that. All those he healed believed it. Turn with me again to Luke 4. We talked about this yesterday. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, preach recovery of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, and he closed the book. He preached that everywhere he went. He healed them all. But now go to Mark 6. He went out from there and came to his own country. His disciples followed him. And when it was Sabbath day, he came in and began to teach in the synagogue. Many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence this man these things? And what wisdom is this is given to him that even such mighty works are in his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? Well, there's James. There's Judah. Amen. We read from James a while ago. And not his sisters here with us, and they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them. One translation said, minor ailments. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went around teaching. That is the cure for unbelief. But that, he couldn't do it there. So he didn't heal everybody. So when it says he healed them all, then it was all that believed it. Then in great multitudes. Come on, people. We don't even have a tiny multitude in here. Now, we do online. A lot of people. But think about it. All of them jammed in out there at once. There's no telling who was in that crowd. Nobody was born again. I mean, they might have stolen something the night before. but they were in that crowd. And the good news healed them. The gospel of the kingdom. He would say, the kingdom is near. The kingdom is here. The kingdom is here. Well, they had been taught about the King of the universe. Hallelujah. The gospel of the kingdom. And in many cases, in those multitudes, they all were healed. Praise God. He marveled because of their unbelief. What is unbelief? It's not non-belief. There's no such thing as non-belief. Everybody in here this morning is believing something while I'm talking. His tie's crooked or something. That's the reason the devil would do his best to distract people. But non-belief doesn't exist. Unbelief is a choice. Unbelief is a choice. Someone chooses not to believe that for whatever reason. I don't believe that. And faith and unbelief are, there are so simple people don't, judging other people is so simple that people don't understand it. It's the difference in this. I think I'll go to the store. You think you'll go. Well, there could be any kind of thing get in your way of going to the store. You haven't made a decision yet. Well, I believe I'll go to the store. In fact, I'm going to go at 10 o'clock this morning. I need to go to the store. You're going to the store. You've made a decision, and you put that decision into motion. Faith is that simple. But the decision is made on based on the book. Amen. Well, I need to fast for a few days. And you about to eat the biggest meals you have ever had. Oh, but that looks so good. I think I'll fast tomorrow. Yes. You're not going to fast tomorrow. As long as you keep using the word fast, the devil will see to it that you pig out every day. But when you get on your knees and you write down the time of the fast and why you're fasting, you don't fast to change God, you fast to change you. Yes. You take command of your flesh. There must be a reason for the fast, and you go before the Lord and you state that reason and you write it down. Let the weak say, I am strong. He is my strength. Make my feet true and fast. This was a fast that I was going into, that the Lord led me into, and I still carry those words with me. He said, I put mine in words. You write your word down. He said, you base it on my word. I'll honor your written word. Amen. And great things happened to me at that time. Now, thank you, Jesus. Yes. A life worth living. Now we'll go to 1 Corinthians 15. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, this mortal shall have put off immortality, and shall be brought to pass that the saying that is written, it is written. Say, it is written.
It is written.
Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of sin, death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He's a victory God. He gives us the victory over the grave. He gives us the victory over death. Glory to God. It's the last enemy shall be put under our feet. But actually, it's put under our feet now while we are here. Well, what about when we get to eternity? We're in eternity. Eternity starts now. Eternity for you started this morning when you woke up. Amen. Take that. Adopt that kind of attitude. Yes. Amen. Yes. We're one day closer to the resurrection today. Yes. Amen. Amen. This is our healing day. Yes. Like little Willie Phelps said, I'm supposed to be healed today. Brother Robert said the anointing had lifted from him and he was so tired. He said, I don't know what all I know about that. I just know I'm supposed to be healed today. And he was. Grew up to be a powerful man of God. Thank you, Jesus. June the 28th, 1980, midnight. While I was worshiping Jesus, His presence filled my spirit, and He began speaking to me. He ministered to me and then began answering questions for me about some things that I had prayed about. Stand upright on your feet. I commission you to lay hands on the sick with a special anointing. And there were some other parts of it. Will you go to only one if I ask you to? And I agreed with that. And then just a short time after, this was 1980, a short time after that. You know who the Lindsays are? Christ for the Nations? Gordon had gone on to be with the Lord, but Frida was still here. Her daughter was in Israel. And her daughter had sent word, I need Kenneth. Now I went before the Lord. And I said, you want me to go? Yes. Lord, I said, that's 9,000 miles. He said, what if it was Kelly? I'm gone. Now, there were other things that happened on that trip that's neither here nor there. But I went and was able to minister to her and brought her into a peace and into a place of victory in her life and with her husband and her ministry and so forth. Lay these hands on the sick. No sickness or disease shall be able to stand before you. Your words shall be my words. Your thoughts shall be my thoughts. Receive my anointing. I held on to this until I heard from the Lord. Now, it didn't mean I hadn't laid hands on the sick. I did. But on the 12th day of February, that was activated. That's the reason I carried it until now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the anointing has increased. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and we're doing that. Our presence is on five continents. Praise God forever. He that believes is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. These signs, this is his signature. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it'll not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So then after the Lord was spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. They went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord working with, notice them is in italics, working with and confirming the word with signs following. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now the healing mercy and the healing glory of God has been flowing in here all morning long. I want you to just raise both hands and be very bold about it. Thank you. Say this, the gospel that I have heard, is the power of God unto my salvation. I confess Jesus Christ, Lord over my life, spirit, soul, and body. I receive the power of God to make me sound, whole, delivered, saved, healed, now. I act on the Word of God. I receive the power of God. Sickness, disease, and pain, I resist you in the name of Jesus. Sickness, weakness, and pain, you are not the will of God. I enforce the word of God on you. I will not tolerate you in my life. Leave my presence. Now. I will never allow you back. My days of sickness and disease are over. I am the saved. I am the healed. The power of sickness has been forever broken over my life. Jesus bore my sickness, weakness and pain. I am forever free. Sickness shall no longer lord it over me. Sin shall no longer lord it over me. Fear shall no longer lord it over me. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. I proclaim my freedom in Jesus' name. Today, the gospel is the power of God to me unto salvation. I receive the gospel. I act on the gospel. I am made whole in Jesus' name. Now jump to your feet and praise Him that you're healed. We walk by faith when times are good. We walk by faith when times are terrible. No person that lives by faith has to change his or her lifestyle because of the times.
You will bring honor to God when you increase in your fruitfulness. God has so much more in store for you than what you've already experienced.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, April 4th through the 6th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith and the one-year Bible plan every day. Keep up with culturally relevant articles and free downloads on the blog. Click through interactive issues of the BVOV magazine with links to videos and further reading. Follow along with the question of the day. Face tough questions with answers based firmly on the Bible. Get a faith boost by reading testimonies of real-life success stories from people just like you. KCM.org meets you where you are.
What is the truth about God's healing? Is it for everyone? The Bible is clear. God's will has been, is now, and always will be for His people to be well. The Truth About Healing Package, two books by Gloria Copeland, will help you understand who you are in Christ and why that puts you in position to live healed and whole. Settle the issue once and for all that healing belongs to you in the book, God's Will is Your Healing. Sickness and disease have no right to stay in you. The mini book, Don't Buy the Lie, uncovers Satan's attempts to try to keep you from experiencing the health and freedom Jesus paid for you to have. Take hold of the revelation that God wants you well. Exercise your authority, knowing God's promises are for you. Make use of each of these resources to help you stand strong in the Word. When the world has no answer, you can turn to God's Word for truth. Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. The Bible says many came to Jesus to hear his words and be healed of every sickness and disease. Jesus has not changed. The power of the Lord is present to heal you right now. Healing is the covenant right of every child of God. Choose to believe what God has said about your health. Make his word the final authority in your life, and the power of his word will bring health and restoration to every part of your body. Faith to receive healing begins by knowing what God's will is for your health. The way to know God's will is to know what his word says. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a resource that will help you renew your mind to what God has said concerning your health. It's called the Truth About Healing Package. There's a book called God's Will for Your Healing and a mini book called Don't Buy the Lie, both by Gloria Copeland. Jesus has redeemed you from the curse of the law, and that includes all sickness and disease. Join Mrs. Gloria as she reveals to you the truth that healing has always been God's plan for his family. Jesus has already paid the price for you to live in divine health. Discover the covenant promises of God has given you concerning your healing. Fill your heart with the truth of God's word, speak his words of life over your body, and live in the victory of divine health God has planned for you. The Truth About Healing Package is also available as a digital download. To request your free copy, go to kcm.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.